Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Nun Beis, Pesachim 52. And the Gemara on the last line of 51b discusses the situation where in the time of the temple they used to make a new moon on the basis of witnesses. And then after the witnesses would testify that they saw a new moon, the Bezdin, the court, would send out messengers and tell everybody when the new moon was established so that people would know when it could be the Yom Tov, when it could be the festival. But the people were far away that the messengers wouldn't get there in time to tell them when Yom Tov was. They had to practice of celebrating Yom Tov for 2 days out of a doubt. So the Gemara discusses what's going to be the law in a situation where you go from a place where the messengers were able to get to a place where the messengers were not able to get to. Would the matter be that even in those places, does a person need to act and keep 2 days if he gets there, if he comes from a place where he knows the situation? Since Amalei Rav Safo, Rabbi Abba could go on and on, we live in a place where we know the messengers get to us, so we know which day is Yom Tov. We shouldn't really have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. B'yishev lo avina. If I come to a town where they keep 2 days, because the messengers of the court don't arrive there, then in that place, for sure, I'm not going to do work. Because since the people there keep 2 days, I don't want to change the custom in front of them. However, he asked the question, Bamidbar, what about if I come to a place where the messengers don't get to, but it's not a place where there are a lot of people? It's the wilderness. There's nobody who lives there, and there's no concern about causing a fight. So what should be the law there? Amar Lei, Achay Amar Rav Ami, B'yishev Aser B'midbar Mutter. So he says the law is in those situations where it's in Yishev, if there's a lot of people living there, it's going to be prohibited. But if there's a place where it's a wilderness, where there's nobody there, then it's going to be permitted. So the Rishonim, Ramban, Rabbeinu David, Chidushi Aran, they explain that since this idea of the 2 days of Yom Tov is a custom throughout the entire world today, therefore you're not going to we're not going to allow it except for a person who comes from a place where they keep 1 day, except if there's going to be considered very far away from the cities. But the custom that people say in one city, that does not obligate people into another city only within the Tchum. But outside the Tchum, there the custom wouldn't apply. The Baal Amor says that as long as you don't reach a place of Yishuv, then you're allowed to assume that it's a place of their wilderness, even if your intent is not to return to it. Since that place was not established, you haven't been established like a person outside the land of Israel. However, once you came to Yishuv and you don't have the intent to go back to the land of Israel, then you're going to be considered like a Chutz La'aretz. And then even if you're outside of the land of Israel, even if you're outside of the city, you're in the wilderness, there, under those circumstances, you're still obligated to keep the 2 days. That's what the Baal Amor says. So the Gemara says a story of Nosson Bar Asya, Ozol Mibe Rav Lepumpadisa, Biyom Tov Sheni Shel Atzeres. So he traveled, Rav Nosson Bar Asya, he went from Bay Rav to Pumpadisa on the second day of Yom Tov of Shavuos, and it was more than 2,000 amos, and so therefore he violated the rabbinic prohibition. So Shamte Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef put him in, excommunicated him. So he says, Amroi Abai, so Abai said, well, Nagdi Mar Nikidi, why don't you give him lashes? So he says, Rabbi Yosef said to Abai, Amroi Adifi Avdile, I did something worse to him because I excommunicate him. That's a worse punishment. Because in the land of Israel, they had the custom that when a student went bad, they wouldn't gather together to excommunicate him. Meaning to say, the excommunication was more strict than lashes, and they wouldn't give him lashes, but they wouldn't excommunicate him, but they would give him lashes. And so therefore, that we see from here that excommunication is strict. This idea of making sure to keep the 2 days of Yom Tov, a lot of people want to be Chas V'Shalom to be mezalzel on this. I saw a story from Rabbi Yitzhak Zilberstein in the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach, which is a story that he writes about the weekly parashios. He tells different stories about it. So he said, it says in the Torah Very few people know exactly when they're dying. Very few people know exactly when they're going to die, obviously. Only maybe David HaMelech knew he was going to die on a certain Shavuos, but he didn't know that information. So therefore, the story is told in the Orchas Chaim that there was once a person, and he took it upon himself. He wanted to do away with the second day of Yontif. He said that this is silly. So one time, this person became very sick, and he was sick in the city of Izmir between Purim and Pesach. And the man he became very sick, and they brought him to the hospital. And then, when he was in the hospital, there was a person who went to see him, and this person was Yirei Shemayim, was a very great Torah scholar, and the patient who was very sick told him that he had seen it in a dream that he was about to die and that his burial would take place on the second day of Pesach. So this Talmud Chacham was visiting him, said, "How do you know this? Even David HaMelech didn't know this. How did you find it out?" He says, "At Chatai Ani Mazkir Hayom, I'm remembering my sins because I was one of the people who worked my whole life to get rid of the second day of Yontif in the diaspora. So I'm sure that my day of death will become exactly like I dreamed on the second day of Pesach." And indeed, that's what happened. But what happened was, this Talmud Chacham, he went to see him on that day of Yontif. He was with him at the moment of the Yetzias Neshama, that he was with him at that moment. So this was a person who did tshuva for trying to abolish the second day of Yontif in the diaspora.